Big boxing match tops your sports report.
Yeahus, it's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Namdi, we're now less than 1 month away from the fight of the century, Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. Let's go to the training camps, Namdi. First, the Pac-Man training in Los Angeles. What's the latest with him?
Well, Sonny, we have what we call rubber dub in camp. Manny Pacquiao dealing with leg cramps. They had to bring in doctors, doing a massage and rub. And check this, and they're using a cream, what, $1,800 per bottle. For the rub. So he's going through rubber dub in camp and, you know, massage and all that, skipping days from running. He's training. He's running right here, a couple of doors from Voice of America Studios in Westwood at UCLA, Drake Stadium.
Interesting.
They have him running up stairs on the stadium, and I'm wondering, he needs the legs. You know, Manny Pacquiao without his legs like a Lamborghini with no wheels. The easy target for the money man, you know. So he's dealing with this cramp situation, and I picked in the camp myself a few times. I don't really like what I'm seeing, but it's too early to critique him because people call me Manny Hater, you know, so I'm going to shut up now.
Now, Namdi, Pac-Man and Mayweather, I mean, age-wise, they're not spring chickens. Pac-Man 36, Mayweather 38. Are they more susceptible to cramps because of their age?
Sonny, that's a real good point you just brought up. You know, these guys, they've been around for a long time. They've been in camps. They've been doing road work, you know. And the body at the stage will tell you, look, dude, I'm not going to get up for this running at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. You know, it comes with age. It's a good point. I mean, these guys, they're in their 30s, you know, mid-30s, you know. So pushing the body every time. Manny Pacquiao is at that spot now where this little cramps, come fight night, he may just be an easy target for Mayweather.
Mayweather trains and lives in Las Vegas. Namdi, what's the latest with the money man?
Money man has been cracking ribs, Sonny, in Vegas, man, dropping guys on the floor. So money man is ready, man. So we are looking at pictures. He's posting pictures on the social media, Instagram. He's happy. He's ready to go. This may be the best of money man we will see, because dude is going all the way banking with crazy paper, Sonny. Check this. He's not only the fighter, he's also the promoter. So he's going to get both ends, you know. So by the time all is done, dude is walking away with close to $200 million, man.
Now, in terms of that crazy paper, Namdi, if the fight fans want to buy this fight here in the States, what are they going to pay on fight night?
Another good question, Sonny. The biggest so far was when Oscar De La Hoya fought Floyd Mayweather. That's in 2007. You had to pay like $75 to get it. They call it $74.95, which is when you round it up and add all the state fee and cable TV fee, you're dropping close to $80 or $90. Check this one. For Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, they sell $99.95. By the time you add all the tax from the state and tax from the cable company here and there, you're dropping $120, man.
Namdi, I read one report where an anti-doping examiner showed up on the Pac-Man's doorsteps. What was that all about?
Well, Sonny, when the fight was made, you know, they both agreed to do what you call anti-doping test, you know, and this was conducted 4 days after the press conference in L.A., the anti-doping examiner just showed up, say, hey, dude, I need blood and I need urine, you know, so you no choice. You got to give it up. So that's part of the deal.
Getting back to the finances surrounding this blockbuster bout, Namdi, how come the tickets haven't gone on sale yet?
They're still scaling the house, Sonny. You know, last time we talked about it, we said 70 million, you know. Out of that 70 million, we're talking about a 16,000 seat House in the MGM Grand Casino. Out of this 16,000 seats, you know, the public may only get 1,000. And the question becomes, what happens to 15,000 seats? The 15,000 seat goes to the big boys. The high rollers will fly in with their private jet. You don't expect them to be at the nosebleed, Sonny.
They're going to be ringside.
Come on, man, ringside. Then we're talking, and in checklist, Bob Arum said today, all these celebrities that are used to getting free tickets to big fights, no free tickets for the Hollywood boys. They have the money. They must pay to be ringside, you know.
In terms of economic impact, how much will Las Vegas, the city itself, make during fight week?
Oh, Sonny, this is really crazy. Let me just give you a simple idea. Before fight week, before the fight was announced, a Motel 6, you're an American, you know what's called a Motel 6. A Motel 6 will run you maybe $125 without the fight week. Right after the fight was announced, that fight weekend, a Motel 6 will run you $350 if you find it. Then if you go upscale, you want to be at the MGM Grand, or you want to be at Caesar's Palace, but dude, you'd be dropping close to $800 to a G for a room.
So they're jacking up the prices.
They're jacking up the price. So this fight, the fight weekend alone, will bring in close to $200 million into the city of Las Vegas.
Nambi, let's look ahead to this weekend. The Cameroonian fighter, nicknamed the Scorpion, Saki Obika, back in the ring. Tell us about that.
Sonny, when you have two knockout artists, man, you expect fireworks, you know. Adonis Stevenson, he has 21 knockouts in 26 fights. Our boy from Douala, Cameroon, Saki Obika, the Scorpion Bika, he has 21 knockouts in 39 fights. You don't have to be a scientist to figure what's going to happen Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a blowout. And these two guys will clash for the WBC light heavyweight title, and it's going to be on prime time Saturday afternoon, free television. We're talking eyeballs, Sonny.
And in terms of eyeballs, Nnamdi, I understand a young Ghanaian fighter had some eyeballs looking at him with a victorious outing.
Oh, Sonny, right on time, because it's happening now in America, man. If you want to be in the game, you want to be a big player, you must do it on TV. We have Frederick Lawson, they call him General Okunka from Ghana, from Accra. Check this, 24-0 with 20 big knockouts, Sonny. Recently, he just beat Brady Spriscott from Colombia. What this young cat has going for him at the age of 25, he has a big promoter with Deep Pocket and Michael King with King Entertainment, and also Abe Sanchez, who's like top trainer in the U.S., working with him. So he's got it all covered. This is his second TV fight. Dude is on his way at the right time to break into like your CBS, NBC, HBO, Showtime. Dude will be banking.
Show me the money.
Thanks, Nnamdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moueta. Joining us with their English Premier League football question of the week is the VOA's Tef Tef and Downtown Brown.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
So the question of the week
was a little long. It went something like, over the weekend, Liverpool fans enjoyed an all-star charity match at Anfield. Steven Gerrard was leaving Liverpool, and Jamie Carragher captained respective 11 dream teams. So we said, you know what, let's pick our dream teams this week. And we said, let's just do five players.
You must pick two defenders, two midfielders, and one striker. I picked Tony, who said David Seaman from England. Tef, you picked Maldini from Italy.
Yes, smart guy.
You got Vieira from France.
Zidane from France again,
and then the famous
the legendary Pelé. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good team, except you cheated a little bit by picking Seaman, who's a goalkeeper and not a defender. But it's fine. He's a good goalkeeper, so he can play defense as well.
Yeah, but I mean, Pelé, I think you're the only one that picked Pelé. So
kudos to, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Kudos to you for picking him.
I think I stuck a little in the modern side of the game.
There you go.
So good job. Actually, the team that I really liked was the one that Adion Prosper picked. He picked, I think, some of the best players. I was kind of... I would have picked these players had I not picked my other players. But John Terry, Puyol, as defenders, midfielders had Zidane. And Makelele, Zidane keeps coming up. And Ronaldo de Lima, not Cristiano, but the original Ronaldo, who was one of the best players I've ever seen in my life.
And Lewis Brown picked Cannavaro, Carlos Puyol, Gattuso, Michael Ballack, and Shevchenko. your defense is looking really amazing with Carlos Puyo in the back.
Yeah, that's another big name that keeps coming up. Michael Ballack with the headers is really good. And Shevchenko, of course, AC Milan legend. So let's ask you, Dan. Last week you started with, you know, an easy pick, Ronaldinho.
Very true.
Of course, everybody's going to want to have him on his team.
Here's the thing. I put Ronaldinho as my midfielder, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to lead up to it. So I got Ronaldinho in my midfielder, Thierry Henry as my midfielder, Carlos Puyo.
Henry's a striker.
I know he's a striker. I know. I'm putting him as a midfielder. I'm putting Thierry Henry as a midfielder. David Luiz as my defender, and Carlos Puyo as my defender. And then the last person I'm going to put in there, come on, there's nothing to say. I'm going to put VOA's Downtown Brown. I'm in that game. You cannot take me out of that game.
I think the coach, whoever it is, will bench you. That's for sure.
And then is my reserve. I got recently retired Landon Donovan. So
fair. Shout out to the U.S. national team.
Yeah, I got
to
get some shout outs.
Cool. I kind of started with Maldini up in the defense and Vidic because, you know, any five-a-side team needs two good defenders so everyone can go forward and attack without worry.
You pick Vidic because of Man U. That's the only reason why.
I think Vidic is, I've always said this, he is the type of defender, if you cross the bullet, he'll give it a header. He just, you know, he goes for the ball like that. Outside of that, I picked Zidane in the middle as well, and I put Cristiano, who needs some tricks on the field. You know, you need some moves, some skills.
Wow.
And in the end, I had to decide between Ruud van Nistelrooy and Henri, and I actually went with Henri this time because he's a more complete striker. I'll admit that, although Ruud always scored so many goals. So that's my dream five.
We thought of this because of the Nike commercial where they transition to different players when they're playing against each other 5-on-5.
Yep.
So matches to watch over the weekend. We got Arsenal versus Liverpool.
That's a good one.
Let's start off with this. I know that's my team playing. I think it's going to be a 2-1 win.
I could go for that, although Liverpool now have a lot to prove. They did not lose easily at Anfield last week, by the way, because they did get a red card at 45 minutes. So they will give you a good test. But personally, I do want to see Liverpool drop some points because that will kind of solidify the top four.
Thing is, you guys are playing against Aston Villa, so I'm going to say it's going to be a 1-1 tie.
Oof. I think this is United's chance to... I think Rooney this week said if they don't beat Aston Villa, their win against Liverpool doesn't mean anything. That's all.